Hello, I'm Joy.
And I'm Julie.
And this is Mad Hatter's Club. Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 5 of the Mad Hatter's Club. Today, we're talking about conspiracy theories. And you will most probably hear Joan, Joy, over here.
Hi.
What up, everyone? You'll probably hear her typing up away at her computer because
We're getting a blog!
And most probably by the time this episode airs, it will be up, it will be running, but we don't know for sure. We hope so. We shall keep you updated.
Especially on the Instagram.
Yes, go follow our Instagram. It's there. You're fine. You can find it. It's okay.
Just give out the... Oh my god.
It's okay. I know. Please follow us at Instagram at mhclubpod.
Yeah, P-O-D.
Peace in a pod.
Yeah, like peace in a pod.
Yeah.
Don't ask. Everybody heard that.
They probably did, just very, very low.
That's great. Don't listen to my
singing.
I know, terrible.
Okay, so like I said, today we're talking about conspiracy theories. Different though, we don't have a script today. Like we do most of, like we try to write down what we're gonna say.
It doesn't always work out, and these last two episodes were definitely like on the go because we the previous episode we did not find any information, as we already told you, and then this episode is honestly. You can't make this shit up, and you can't plan this shit, like,
no.
No, it's just, you really can't. No.
The topics were already picked out. We knew what we were gonna talk about. It's just, the time from choosing the topic to the recording.
So many things change.
Yeah.
In this specific arena, they change so quick that you never know what's coming. You just never know. It just blindsides you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Since people just come up with the craziest things.
Yeah. So, Joan didn't know. Joan knew that. I say Joan. I keep saying Joan. It's okay. It's your name. Joy knew that conspiracy theories did exist, and she knew that they were a thing.
I've heard a few.
She's heard a few.
A few.
I've already heard about conspiracy theories way before. For some reason, my family's crazy and likes to talk about these things. That's how I knew so much about pagan. Not pagan. We can find shit about pagan cults. Mormon cults. I'm weird. Mormon cults were like a thing that I researched just for fun. And conspiracy theories was another one. I think it was an English class that I took once that... They asked us what was a conspiracy theory that we liked and to talk about it. And I couldn't.
Was it English or was it psych?
I'm not sure.
Good luck figuring that out.
Yeah, good luck figuring that out. Because it was either English, psych, or like an essay writing class. To like one of the topics was to pick a conspiracy theory and write about it.
That's me.
The first time I took it, I failed it too. I had to take it again. The professor saw me and was like, hey, what's up? I remember you.
You flunked.
At least he didn't say it to the whole class. At least. But yeah. Today, it's probably going to be another short one. Like last week, it's probably going to be another short one. And we're just gonna rattle off some conspiracy theories. Talk about them a little bit, and at the end of the episode, we might just mention which ones were our favorite out of all of the conspiracy theories. Okay, so actually, hold on, let me look for something, because I found a whole bunch of lists. Wikipedia has like an amazingly long list of conspiracy theories and people that believe in those theories, what it is that they believe in. And there's another article that I found from insider.com. It has 36 of the most popular conspiracy theories in the US. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, the dictionary definition, according to the Merriam-Webster dictionary anyway, it's a conspiracy theory is a theory that explains an event or a set of circumstances as the result of a secret plot by usually powerful conspirators. Also, a theory asserting that a secret of great importance is being kept from the public. That's what conspiracy theory means. So it's very self-explanatory. So I mentioned I found a couple of lists. Let me go to the Wikipedia one since it's the longest one. I like how Wikipedia has it by like sections. This is aviation, business, death and disappearances, economics, espionage. I found one. See, the thing is, conspiracy theories, they might be interesting from a person, from me as a person who doesn't, I guess I don't believe in any conspiracy theories because I haven't found one that I believe in yet. But for some reason, everyone has one that they believe it's true. For example, my mom, but most people believe this. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory because most people do believe that it happened this way. And I want to say it's almost proven, but I'm not sure, which is what some people would consider a conspiracy theory. The Princess Diana, her death, that it was, yes. Yeah, that it was, I don't want to get hunted down, but some people believe that Princess Diana's death was sanctioned by the Queen, or like the cast, like the royal family. Anyway, yeah. What do you think about that?
look, I'm not saying that it did happen or it didn't happen, but
I'm saying that's what people believe.
Personally, I wouldn't put anything past the royal family. There, I said it. No. I'm sorry, I just...
I mean, it's the royal family.
People in power. I don't put anything past
them. Yeah. I mean, the definition of conspiracy theory is that people in power are doing something to keep something hidden.
To remain in power.
Mostly to remain in power. Yeah. One of the most recent conspiracy... I'm guessing it's one of the most recent conspiracy theories that have... that has appeared is, if I can find it, come on. Ah, here we go. The COVID-19 pandemic. Yes, you heard that, right? There are some people who believe that the COVID-19 pandemic is not real. That was a number, like, okay, quote, a number of conspiracy theories have been promoted about the origin and purported motive behind the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus, the COVID-19 virus, and it spread. Some claim that the virus was engineered, that it may have been a Chinese or United States bioweapon, a Jewish plot, including to force mass vaccinations or sterilizations, spread as part of the Muslim conspiracy, a population control scheme, or related to 5G mobile phone networks. That's a new one. 5G mobile phone networks? That's a new one. I understand what? The origins of the SARS-CoV-2 are still disputed. In 2020, there was a widespread consensus that it reached humans through zoonotic transmissions from bats. However, in 2021, the possibility that the virus spread to humans via a lab leak from the Wuhan Institute of Virology began to be seriously investigated, though most experts agree that it is unlikely the virus was altered in the lab. My mother. At least at the beginning. I don't know what she thinks of it now. She knows it's real. Of course, my mother knows it's real. My mother knows that it's a very bad virus that does hurt people and does kill people, and my mother works in the medical field. If she doesn't believe in the COVID in the COVID virus, yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah, but my mother, of course, knows and believes that it is real because people have died from COVID. But at first, she thought, oh, yeah, I mean, it was either... I think she said it was created in a lab because, like, it's a stronger... because it's basically the flu, but, like, infinitely worse, you know? So it's like, of course, it probably was created in love. Because that made sense to her. And for some reason, the fact that it leaked out of a lab, that it was brought out of a lab and, like, into the population, that's what made sense to her instead of, like, the bats.
But I see why it would make sense, but at the same time, I don't see why it would make sense.
Yeah, but I don't think in my family anyone ever believed that it was a bioweapon or that it was a Jewish plot to force mass vaccinations or sterilizations or part of a Muslim conspiracy or population control scheme. Although that one, I would see why people would believe that one. It's sad, and I don't think that's right, but I see why people will believe that it was a scheme to control the population. Because most of the people that got affected and died by it were older people and young children.
No, for sure. But at the same time, I'm like, oh, sir.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Oh, my laptop.
Your laptop is dying. Plug it in. We need to finish the blog.
Girl, I'm trying to do several things.
At once.
Yes, I'm trying to make a Twitter account so I can add that to the blog too.
Right. We don't have a Twitter yet, but we do have an Instagram. Check it out. We keep plugging our Instagram. It's the only social media we have right now, besides our email.
I am working on the Twitter, okay?
Okay. So out of all of these categories. Out of all of these categories, which one would you like to hear?
What do you mean?
There's a lot. Like, there's a section on government, politics, and conflict, and that mentions the Illuminati. It's a big one. 9/11. And one that makes me infinitely, infinitely angry. It makes me so angry.
Why?
The Sandy Hook one.
Oh.
Yeah. The Sandy Hook conspiracy theory makes me so angry because for people who have family that got hurt in Sandy Hook, like, what the hell? What the fuck? You're gonna tell me that Sandy Hook didn't happen? That it was just some plot by the government? When families were, like, ripped, like, devastated? Like, it was such, what? No. Okay, so for those of you who don't know what Sandy Hook is, in 2012, there was a mass shooting in Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newton, Connecticut. And for some reason, a lot of conspiracy theories came out of it. One of them claiming that it was a manufactured event with the aim of promoting gun control. And there was this Ku Klux Klan leader, this KKK leader called David Duke. And he had a theory that Zionists were responsible for Sandy Hook. Of course, a KKK leader would think that Zionists were responsible for Sandy Hook, right? There's another one that people think that it was staged with actors. That somebody paid actors to stage it. And they have harassed people that believe in those theories, harassed the people who suffered, the families of the people who suffered because of the Sandy Hook shooting. And they said some of them might have taken legal actions for defamation. And good for them.
As it should be. You don't get to just say that stuff and get away with it.
Oh, God. Okay, it says here that Rush Limbaugh, I'm sorry if I'm butchering that name, I probably am. It says that that person also stated that the event happened because the Mayan calendar phenomenon made shooter Adam Lanza do it. That one alone makes me really, really angry.
Mm-hmm. I would be too.
Yeah. Another political one would be Barack Obama. Why did you laugh at that one?
Barack Obama is
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to...
He is not real. He is...
They made a film based on his presidency called The Obama Deception, which alleged that his administration was a puppet government for a wealthy elite. And another theory was that his people think that he wasn't born in the United States, even though his certificate states he was born in Hawaii. People think that that certificate is fake, that he was born in, what was it, Africa? Therefore, his presidency was not legitimate. And, yeah, Hawaii. He was born in Hawaii. So, like, and I think it was released at some point to the public, his birth certificate. So people would stop saying that, but people still believe it. And...
That is mighty interesting.
Just Joy saying, like, that is mighty interesting.
It truly is mighty interesting. I mean, I've heard of that. I do know he had to go through hell and back. But I also do know that, you know, I thought he cleared all that up, if I'm being honest. Although apparently not.
Yeah, no, there's still people who believe it.
Bro, what?
Yeah. What? I'm seeing sports
May,
ones.
May what?
What do you mean? The day that we created the podcast inside. No, it's okay. What happened? Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Don't mind me.
Jesus, that was a really big gasp. Okay, I was gonna say another, like, one of the most famous conspiracy theories you probably ever hear about is the black helicopters. Black helicopters. Yeah, it says that this conspiracy theory emerged in the 60s in the US. It says the John Birch Society originally promoted it, asserting that a United Nations force would soon arrive in black helicopters to bring the U.S. under U.N. control. The theory reemerged in the 90s during the presidency of Bill Clinton and has been promoted by talk show host Glenn Beck. And a similar theory concerning so-called phantom helicopters appeared in the U.K. in the 70s. So it's not only American... conspiracy theory is basically international, and it's just people that believe that black helicopters are everywhere and they're watching it, and the government specifically has black helicopters watching people. Interesting. Just Joy. Interesting.
Honestly, interesting. I don't know what else people would want me to say on it. Black helicopters,
really? Yeah, they say black because it's a dark color helicopter with no markings whatsoever, like an unmarked cop car with wings.
Okay,
that's basically what they think it is. Another conspiracy theory is the Malaysia Airlines one. There's two of those. There's the Malaysia Airlines MH370 and the MH17. The MH370 is the flight 370. That disappeared in Southeast Asia in 2014, actually. And one of the theories suggests that the plane was hidden away and reintroduced as flight MH17 later that same year in order to be shot down over the Ukraine for political purposes. Apparently, some prolific American conspiracy theorist has placed responsibility on for the disappearance with the 10 Israeli prime minister... with the then Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. I'm sorry, I butchered your last name. And a historian actually has promoted the conspiracy theory that hackers remotely took over the Boeing Honeywell uninterruptible autopilot and supposedly stole on board remotely, piloted the aircraft to Antarctica. And then there's the MH17 one that was shut down over the Ukraine in July of 2014 because the MH370 happened in March. The MH17 was one of the theories includes that it was secretly flight MH370 and that the plane was actually shut down by the Ukrainian Air Force to frame Russia, and that it was a part of a conspiracy to conceal the truth about HIV because 7 deceased specialists were on board, or that the Illuminati or Israel were responsible. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Deepwater Horizon. Your face. Deepwater Horizon. It is a movie. Okay. It isn't a movie. I think it's a movie.
Why?
Yeah, wine. You can't take this anymore. Yeah. For those of you who don't know what Deepwater Horizon is a fatal accident. Like an industrial accident that happened at an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. And apparently some of the theories say that sabotage was involved by those seeking to promote environmentalism or a strike by North Korea or Russian submarines. Element of the theories have been suggested or promoted by U.S. radio host Rush Limbaugh. Again, Rush Limbaugh. Apparently he's big in conspiracy theories. But yeah, people believe that it was shut down somehow, or that it was attacked, and it wasn't just an accident. Which is sad, because a lot of people died. Because they were in the middle of the Gulf of freaking Mexico in an oil rig. Jesus Christ. Oh yeah. The new Coke one.
So I can't get a Facebook for the podcast, but I'm pretty sure that I can.
But yeah, I was gonna say the Coca-Cola one.
There's the Coca-Cola.
Yeah, theory. It's called the New Coke Theory. It claims that the Coca-Cola company intentionally changed to an inferior formula with New Coke, with the intent of either driving up demand for the original product or permitting the reintroduction of the original with a new formula using cheaper ingredients. And the Coca-Cola president actually rebutted this change. And the truth, it says, quote, "The truth is we're not that dumb and we're not that smart." That's what the Coca-Cola president said.
Understandable.
I mean, he admitted it. He's just saying that the conspiracy theory is not true. But people still believe it, you know? There's also all of the ones about death and disappearances. I'm not gonna go in deep into those. The Kennedy assassination. That's the conspiracy theory around that. Because, the man that got arrested for shooting Kennedy died like 2 days later. Your face. And there's over 1,000 books written about the Kennedy assassination.
There's over 1,000 books written about
any and every other conspiracy theory. Look, it says deaths of prominent figures of all types attract conspiracy theories, including, for example, the deaths of Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King Jr., Eric V of Denmark, Dmitry Ivanovich, Sheikh Rahman. Is a sheikh. Is it a religion? I don't want to say so. I don't know if it's a religion. But it's from somewhere in Asia. And Zachary Taylor, George's Patton, Diana, Princess of Wales. There she is. Oh, Kurt Cobain, Michael Jackson, Marilyn Monroe, and Tupac. All of those echo spaces that you're surrounded by.
Yes, I know that. Just like Elvis.
Yeah. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart has one. John Lennon, Jimi Hendrix, the Notorious B.I.G., Pope John Paul I. There's a conspiracy theory of him, yeah. member of Linkin Park, Chester Bennington. Even though he literally just, sadly, he committed suicide. Very sadly. But apparently, yeah, there's Paul Walker, the dude that played in Fast and Furious movies. Him, yeah. Biological Warfare Authority David Kelly, and a Bollywood star. Those are just some. I didn't even mention all of them. Oh, yeah, there's a Paul McCartney one. It says that Paul, the theory claims that Paul McCartney died in a car accident in 1966 and was replaced by a lookalike Scottish orphan named William Shears Campbell, who also went by Billy Shears, and that the Beatles left clues in their songs, most noticeably Revolution 9, Strawberry Fields Forever, Glass Onion, and I Am the Walrus, as well as the covers of Abbey Road, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and Magical Mystery Tour. Oh no, you didn't know that there were conspiracy theories about the Beatles? Yeah! What do you think the movie, what's the name of the movie? Into the, Across the Universe? Yeah! Oh my god, I've never heard of this one. The Melania Trump replacement theory proposes the same of the former U.S. First Lady. Oh yeah, because it mentions a lot of fans of Avril Lavigne think that she's been replaced. That she died when she was really famous and then she's been replaced by a lookalike named Melissa. And they think that the same thing happened to Melania Trump, apparently. Jesus. Elvis Presley, fake to death. Adolf Hitler survived the Second World War and fled to the Americas, to Antarctica or the moon. So he's the freaking moon. Theories that Hitler had survived are known to have been deliberately promoted by the government of the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin as part of a disinformation campaign. That doesn't surprise me.
So people believe that Hitler was alive post World War II because our sworn enemy, Russia, and its leaders told us so.
Apparently so. Apparently so. Okay. Oh, the Denver airport. I think I've heard about this one. Some theories believe that the Denver International Airport stands above an underground city, which serves as headquarters for the New World Order. And theories cite the airport's unusually large size, its distance from the Denver city center, and Masonic and alleged satanic symbols, as well as a set of murals which include depictions of war and death. I think you can look it up, and that one's actually pretty.
Which one?
The Denver Airport one.
Denver Airport?
Yeah, the Denver International Airport. You can look up at the pictures. Just look it up in, like, images or something. Oh, they're Freemasons.
Oh, my God. What about the Freemasons?
The Freemasons have proliferated since the 18th century. Theories have alleged that the Freemasons control large parts of the economies or judiciaries of a number of countries and have alleged Masonic involvement in events surrounding the sinking of the Titanic and the crimes of Jack the Ripper. Okay, what did you find?
I'm sorry, what were you saying about the Denver International Airport? Something about images? What images were you talking about?
Oh yeah, it said murals which include depictions of war and death. Murals, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's see what this says.
There's apparently a picture of a devil coming out of a suitcase. What is that one? At least that one says it's to be removed. Yeah.
Is that Nazi soldier?
That's one of the things that people talk about. That there's apparently imagery of Nazi soldiers doing stuff.
What is this?
That is a very good question. She's never heard of the Denver. I've at least heard of the Denver airport. She never heard of that. Oh my god, look at that.
What am I looking at right now?
Hold on, wait, hold up. This one.
They are fucked up.
Are those the Twin Towers?
No, it looks mostly to me like a forest on fire. But it might be the Twin Towers, I don't know.
Please, please tell me this one is not glorifying colonization.
It is. Okay. That's exactly what it is. It looks like it, right? Look up the statue. Look up the statue. Right here, statue. Statue. Statue of a horse. Horse.
What about the fucking horse? I swear to
freaking. The horse that looks demonic as fuck.
Lucifer? Lucifer? I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all there.
Clearly, it's all there.
It's all there. It's all there.
Lucifer? First off, I'm going to tip my hat to the person who named it Lucifer, because this thing just,
it looks fucking, what the fuck is that on his ass?
Did it just completely detailed and accurate down to its anatomical parts. The whole shebang is here. The sculptor could not have missed just, you know, a few details. You know, it's just a freaking statue. No! He had to pack the horse.
I think another one that I heard about the Denver airport, or that I read somewhere, is that if you look at it from, like, a sky view, the runways of the planes, the runways looked like a swastika. That's another one that I heard. And I'm like, I don't even know that. But, like, I don't even know if that was true. But,
wait, what? I'm sorry, what was that?
Another one that I heard was that if you look at the runways from a...
Runway swastika?
From a sky view, it looks like a swastika, the runways. She's looking all this up. I'm guessing this is the one that you, like, that you find the most interesting and twisted. Her mind is blown.
Oh, my brain is trying to compute all this information and it's making my scalp itch. What is this? What? Why? Why? I also, wait, hold on. Hold on, because I heard something.
Okay, what did you hear?
Lucifer artist death.
Oh!
Apparently,
yeah.
A piece of the statue
is his.
Lewis died on June 13, 2006, when one of the three pieces from Mustang, aka Lucifer, being moved from his studio, came loose and pinned him against a steel support, severing an artery, according to the New York Times. The fucking horse killed him!
Yeah, basically the horse sat on him.
Wine.
Of all the things that I needed tonight, this was not one of them.
Okay.
Just putting that out there. Just, you know.
Jesus.
What even is this?
That's what, there's a lot of conspiracy theories revolving around.
2006.
Yeah, 2006.
This was just a few, this was literally a week after 666.
Oh my god!
A week, June 13th.
Jesus Christ. Please don't tell me that was a Friday.
I don't know. She's gonna look it up. Just press that. Maybe, yeah, there you go. It's June. So just go to June 1st.
Please don't tell me this was a Friday. Please don't tell me this was a Friday.
She's looking up.
Please don't tell me it was a fucking Friday. If it was a Friday, I'm gonna flip my shit. 2006.
And it's June.
June
13th.
Okay, no, it was a Tuesday, but it was literally a week after.
Oh, you know, that's actually even rarer than a Friday the 13th.
Tuesday?
I think, according to Grandpa, I think he once told me that. He may know that I remember one year he may know, like, oh, today's Tuesday the 13th. That's rare. And I go, no, it's not.
I just know that, like,
you know, you
Lucifer killed his maker.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like how Lucifer rebelled against God.
Yeah. I think that's why they named him Lucifer. Because the creator called him Mustang.
Mustang, that's not enough, sir. That is not enough with, like, the package that you gave him, Red Eyes included.
Yeah, the creator called him Mustang, and then there's other people finding out, like, shit that happened after he was built. It was like, no, Lucifer, Lucifer. But yeah, as I was saying, the Freemasons.
As I was saying,
the Freemasons.
What about the Freemasons?
The Freemasons apparently control large parts of the economies and judiciaries of a number of countries and have alleged Masonic involvement in events surrounding the sinking of the Titanic and the crimes of Jack the Ripper.
Interesting.
Interesting, right? Very interesting. And there's... What? Freemason conspiracy theories have also been linked to certain anti-systemic conspiracy theories. Anti-Semitic. Damn. Okay. So I'm guessing. Extraterrestrials and UFOs are also a big thing in conspiracy theory circles. I'm sorry. That's another thing. I forgot to mention that at the beginning of the episode. People who are conspiracy theorists, most of them, I believe, don't like being called conspiracy theorists. I think some of them like to be called truthers. I think that's the word. I might be completely wrong on that, though.
Interesting. That's what I'm going to say. Just interesting. Don't laugh.
I'm not laughing. What's funny is your reaction to the Denver airport. But yeah, another famous conspiracy theory thing, like
I would just go out on a limb and say whoever does not react that way, you are insane.
I reacted that way the first time I heard about it, don't worry.
Because
it's fucking ridiculous.
Lucifer.
Just her face, just
Lucifer, okay?
Lucifer says it all.
He sat on his maker.
Yeah, that's literally what happened.
A week after 666. I'm sorry. But no. Just no. That's just a big fat no. That's a big fat fucking no.
That's a big fat no.
No.
Okay, so another big thing among conspiracy theories is UFOs and extraterrestres. Aliens. Alienígenas. UFOs! And the Men in Black. There's people who think that the Men in Black is an actual thing, and that they do silence people like they do in the movies, you know? Which, if you believe aliens exist, and that they were experimenting on aliens in Area 51, I think it makes sense that you believe that people like the Men in Black exist. So, I'm not saying they don't exist, or that they do, I'm saying that if you believe that aliens exist, it makes sense that you believe that the Men in Black exist, right? Yeah. Yeah. Multiple reports of dead cattle found with absent body parts and seemingly drained of blood have emerged worldwide since at least the 1960s. And this phenomenon has spanned theories, various things concerning aliens and secret government military experiments. And prominent among such theories is Linda Moulton Howe, author of Alien Harvest.
Alien what?
Harvest. Which came out in 1989. Many conspiracy theories have drawn inspiration from the writings of ancient astronaut proponent Zechariah Sitchin? Sitchin. Sitchin. Who declared that the Anunnaki from Sumerian mythology were actually a race of extraterrestrial beings who came to Earth around 500,000 years ago in order to mine gold. in his 1994 book, Humanity's Extraterrestrial Origins, E.T. Influences on Humankind's Biological and Cultural Evolution. That's the name of the book. Author Horn proposed that the Anunnaki were a race of blood-drinking, shape-shifting alien reptiles. This theory was adapted. Did you just chuckle? Okay. The theory was adapted and elaborated on by British conspiracy theorist David Icke, who maintains that the British family, that the Bush family, the Margaret Thatcher and Bob Hope, and the British royal family, among others, are or were such creatures or have been under their control. Icke's critics have suggested that reptilians may be seen as an anti-Semitic code word or a charge he has denied. So, yeah. Oh, yeah. And he's not the only one that thinks that those people are lizard people. There's a lot of people that think, even the president, like, there's people that think that each president is a freaking lizard person. There's people that thought while Barack Obama was president that he was a lizard person. And now people think that Trump is a lizard person. Which, honestly, with the way he asks, it wouldn't surprise me if there was actually a lizard person. But hey. No. Yeah. The Illuminati is another one. Who doesn't know what the Illuminati is? Most people don't know that the Illuminati was an actual secret society. It was in the 18th century, and it was called the Enlightenment era and the secret society.
We are for sure going to have to eventually
deep dive into the Illuminati. They appear to have originated in the late 19th century when some conservatives in Europe came to believe that the group had, been responsible for the French Revolution of 1789-99, and the hoaxes about the Illuminati were later spread out in the 1960s by a group of American practical jokers known as the Discordians, who, for example, wrote a series of fake letters about the Illuminati to Playboy. Why Playboy, man? The Times, maybe. I think I'd believe it more if they wrote it to the Times. But they wrote it to Playboy. I mean, they're called the Discordians. I'm guessing that we're not that smart. Of course
they did. That's what I'm going to say. Of course they did.
That is truly all I have to say.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Of course they did.
What else would you expect?
But yeah. So, out of all of those, I think the one that we found the most interesting this time was the Denver Airport one. Because while I was reading off the other ones, Joey was over here like, oh, I've heard of that one. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And then the Denver Airport one I mentioned, and she went, what? I'm sorry. What?
That one.
That one.
I must say that one just sucker punch
the hell out of you.
Yep. Just just a big fat what?
The fact that you had to stop what you were doing for the blog and like for the Twitter, for the freaking podcast, and just to look up the Denver Airport. Just her doing nothing but hand motions. Don't know what to say. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. If you don't want... What is Lucifer? No, I'm kidding. Okay. We don't have to... What? We don't have to talk about it anymore. We can just sign off right here. So... she's just gonna keep mumbling Lucifer for the rest of the night. You're gonna have nightmares about it.
Probably.
But yeah. Like I mentioned at the beginning, this is probably gonna be one of our shorter episodes, along with the one last week. That's all for today. I hope you guys have a good day, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever it is that you're from. Please tune in to our next episode. We'll try to keep it consistent. please forgive us for not uploading anything for a month before these past two episodes. You can contact us through our email, which is mhcodpod@gmail.com.
Yes. Very good.
And our Instagram, which is mhcodpod, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And our Twitter, which I'm guessing, no, it's at Hatters Club. Is that the name of the Twitter? I don't know. You need a Twitter.
Club Hatters.
Oh yeah, it's it's Matt Hatters Club, but the at is Club Hatters. C capital C capital H, two T's, just so you know. And we're working on the blog, so you might be able to contact us through there at some point. We'll keep you guys updated on that. We'll keep you guys updated on that front. Yeah. Hope you guys have a good rest of your day. And thank you for listening. See you guys next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.